Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I'm Nikhil Agarwal, and here are the top headlines in this hour. Last hour selling since Sensex 465 points lower. Maruti slices production as lockdown hits sales. India's total COVID cases crossed 20 million mark. Fuel prices hiked after 18-day break. Goldman cuts India's FY22 growth forecast. Now let us take a quick glance at what happened on the Dalal Street today. A late sell-off surprised many investors. Benchmark indices holding gains for most of the session surrendered as bank stocks erased gains while selling in Reliance shares intensified. At close, Nifty 50 was below the psychological mark of 14,500. Sensex, which was just a few points away from reclaiming the 49,000 mark earlier in the day, lost 465 points to close at 48,250 odd level. 21 of 30 stocks ended lower. Reliance, HDFC Twins, Infosys and ICICI Bank were the 5 stocks hurting the index most by falling 1-2%. ONGC and Bajaj Finance added 1% each. TCS, SBI and Kotak Bank settled in the black. The day saw 292 stocks hitting their 52-week highs earlier before the late sell-off ruined the broader market sentiment. We have with us Mr. Ajit Mishra of Religare Securities to share his views on the market. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mishra. What led to the late sell-off on Tuesday?
So we feel the sell-off was mainly on the account of its increased restrictions announced by some of the state governments in order to curb the rise in the cases. And besides that, participants are also fearing a sharp decline in the economic activity, and which could impact the repayment schedule for the loans. So thus, the talk of moratorium are back in discussions, which impacted the banking stock in today's trade.
Do you think surprises are missing this earnings season and COVID-led downgrades are imminent?
See, the Q4 FY21 are expected to be a strong quarter on the back of economic recovery. However, the increased cost pressure was expected to dent the margin and the profitability. But companies have managed to control the cost through a combination of cost control efforts and operating leverages, and as well as the price increase. And going ahead, there could be some downgrades, but it wouldn't be a material impact over the market, as the overall positive sentiments are there, and we expect positivity to continue in the market.
We also caught up with Mr. Rohit Singhre of Nirmal Bank Securities to decode the technical charts for you. Welcome to the show, Mr. Singhre. Nifty has been volatile and has been trading in a wide range of late. How would you see it?
Again, Nifty has been witnessed profit booking from higher end and formed the bearish candle on daily chart. Now, on the immediate basis, Nifty has the support somewhere around 14,400, below that 14,350. If these levels are held, then we may see some sort of pullback. Otherwise, the fall will take it further towards 14,200. In nutshell, the broader view for the Nifty is coming around. It has formed the range of 14,200 on the downside and 15,000 on the higher side. So if the current supports are not held, then we may see the next leg of move towards 14,200.
What are the key levels to watch out for Nifty Bank?
Nifty Bank has seen again negative close, but it has reached to its very good support of 32,000 zone. So again, 32,000 will be a make or break level for Nifty Bank. Once we sustain below 32,000 zone, then we may see more profit booking comes in and we may head towards 31,500, 31,000 zone. But again, if manage to sustain above 32,000, then some sort of pullback one can expect. But again, the structure is not that positive, one can say. Longs are as such not suggested. If anyone is holding the longs, definitely they can keep the position up to intraday basis with the strict stop losses, because the structure is still not very clear on the Nifty Bank print.
China and Japanese markets were closed for the day. Other Asian markets ended largely mixed for the day. European markets were also trading mixed in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were hinting at a flat start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.